There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Help. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
I'm so happy you're with us this hour. If you missed the first 2 hours, you want to check out our podcasts and our archived audio online and catch up with us. We've been making some big changes in our IT department, and that has lots of growth and expansion going on, and that's caused us to fall behind just a little bit in getting the audio and the podcasts up and in place. So be a little bit patient with us while we pull it together. Doing things in an IT department is something like building a building. You ever build a house? It takes three times as long and costs twice as much as you were told. That's how that works. So I had an interesting experience the other day in the beauty shop, which is, you know, there are places on earth that have their own subculture. Life is just different there. Oh, places like fire stations, pool halls, at the racetrack, beauty shops. They all have their own language. They all have, there's something really unique and special and like a subculture. And I was in the beauty shop. I love being in the beauty shop, where the subjects of conversation are all about hair and nails, and it generally doesn't get too serious. But somebody asked a question about staying in a hotel, and they were somewhere where there was a fire in the hotel. Nobody got hurt. And it was, you know, minimal and got taken care of by the fire department, quick like a bunny. Bravo to our bravest. But I wound up giving a quick course on safety in a hotel. And when I finished, I said, you know, I really need to share this with my audience. It's a good reminder. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Plan to be at Boston Symphony Hall on December 29th or 30th for the Home Alone concert. Experience this true holiday favorite as never before on the big screen with live orchestral accompaniment and members of the Wellesley High School Chorus. Don't miss this hilarious and heartwarming performance. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
So, I didn't mean to get on a soapbox, but I took the opportunity to share with the fine people getting haircuts some of the things you really should do when you are a guest in a hotel. And some of them start at the front desk. I will tell you that we've had a couple of major hotel fires in America. One was in Westchester County, New York. One was in, I want to say, Universal City or Culver City or somebody's city on the West Coast that, if I'm not mistaken, the film Inferno was based on. And after those fires, I knew road warrior travelers, people that are traveling most of the year, who would no longer check into a room that was above the second floor of a hotel because they wanted to be able to get to the fire stairway and run down a floor or two and be out of the building. I never got that over conscientious. It's not that it's a bad idea. It just never did it. But there are things you should know about and you should do that relate to your safety when you're traveling as it relates to hotels. So before we get to the part about fire and other things that may cause you to evacuate your room in a hotel, let's start with just the basic hotel. If you are a woman traveling alone and you are either driving your own car or you've flown in somewhere, rented a car, or you've taken a limo or a taxi to the place you're staying, you are in a safer environment if you are inside a building where you go through a lobby and the walkways, the corridors to the rooms are in the interior of the building. You are in a less safe position if you are in a room, a hotel room, that when you open the door, you are immediately outside and either in front of where cars are parked or maybe a level up or two, where the access to the rooms are from an outdoor walkway. So keep that in mind. Now let's talk about the checking in process. When you check into your room, as you are coming down the hallway, pay attention to where the fire exit doors are. And it is not obsessive compulsive or over the edge neurotic to count how many doors there are from the elevator or the access area to that corridor to your room. How many doors is it to the fire door? And pay attention. Where is the fire corridor related to where your room is? If the hallway were filled with smoke, would you be able to find that door to the fire stairs? So pay attention. If you get off the elevator and you have to make a right for a few feet and then you come to like a T-junction and then you either go left or right to your room, remember that. Make a mental map of how you got to that room. But if there was a fire, the last place you'd head for is the elevator. So really what you're looking for, not even the last place, the place you would absolutely not head for is the elevator. You know why, of course. Do I have to explain that? All right, just in case there's somebody very young listening who has not much life experience. In the event of a fire in a hotel, the chances are excellent that the electricity would go out. Therefore, the elevator would stop running. And in theory, you could be stuck between floors in a cubicle that could fill with smoke. So you don't want that. None of the above is ever going to happen to you, by the way. But it's just like all those first aid things that you learn so that in case something ever happens, you're prepared to deal with it. That's what this is. The chances of you having to deal with this are slim to none. But it's not a bad idea to be on your toes and pay attention in the very unlikely event that something is going to happen and you need to respond to it. So look at where your room is. Look at where the nearest fire exits are. Count the number of doors between you and where you need to go. If it's on the same side of the hall, if it's on the other side of the hall. And just keep that in mind. In theory, isn't always there in practice, but in theory, when you close the door to the room, on the back of the door, there should be a little framed something there that shows the floor plan, has an arrow or a red dot or something showing you are here, and another arrow and or red dot showing these are the fire exits on this floor. Pay attention to that. You may also have a peephole on that door. If you have a peephole, if you don't have some yellow sticky things, those sticky notes that you can stick over the door, if you don't have some tape, if you don't have silly putty with you, go get a tissue from the bathroom and wet it and stuff it into that peephole. If you have a need to take it out and look and see what's on the other side, that's fine. But there are too many stories about peepholes that people have managed to look through and look in, and you probably know those stories. So you don't want to be the subject of somebody's peeping Tom insanity. When it's time for you to get undressed and go to bed, put your shoes right next to the bed. Pretty much so that you could swing around out of the bed and stick your feet in the shoes. So that if you had a need to leave the room in a hurry, you'd have your shoes there. And it's not a dumb idea to have a bathrobe or a jogging suit or whatever you're going to wear tomorrow or whatever you wore today handy to jump into if you needed to. Throw it over a chair nearby or if there's room as a sofa or something. In your shoes, if you take off your watch, if you take off your jewelry, put those into one of your shoes. Even if you don't have to leave the room in an emergency, it is the most secure way of remembering not to check out of your room and take off, forgetting you left your watch and your jewelry on the night table. So I'm going to leave you and your shoes and your jewelry in the hotel room. We'll be right back.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrill to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, so I left you in your hotel room, ready to go to bed, shoes next to the bed, jewelry inside the shoes, also put inside the shoes, your wallet, anything of any serious value that you'd want to grab in a hurry, unless you have a briefcase or a purse that you got everything in, you can just grab and go. You're also going to want to put the key to the room, which may actually still be a key if it's an older place, or it may be a piece of plastic that looks like a credit card that opens and closes, doesn't close the door, but it opens the door, unlocks the door. If the fire alarms in the room you go off, you can try calling the front desk to find out if this is a false alarm or the real deal. The chances are there are other people doing the same thing, so you're going to get a busy signal. You're not going to know. So you have to respond to fire alarms as if they're real. Most of the time, if somebody is testing the system, they're not going to test it in the middle of the night. So it's either a false alarm or it's the real deal. Generally speaking, if there's going to be an alarm testing going on, they try to do it in the afternoon. So there's less chance of waking anybody up. And in the hope that people either haven't checked in or anybody that's in residence in the hotel is out having fun somewhere so that they're not going to be annoyed by it. But they generally will slide something under the door and often will leave a message on the phone so the light will blink. When you listen to the message, it's going to tell you that 3 o'clock they're going to do this, that, and the other. But if you hear the fire alarms go off, react as if it's real. Get up, put your jewelry on, or just slide your watch over your wrist and put your rings on as you go. Put your shoes on, grab that key out of the shoe, put it in your pocket, and go feel the door. Do not open the hotel room door first. Feel, put your hands on the back of the door. If the door is warm, do not open the door. If you do open the door, you're either going to allow smoke or flames to come in your room. If you feel that the door is warm, go grab the towels in the bathroom, fill up the bathtub with water, fill up the sink with water, dunk the towels in, wring them out. Don't just have soaky wet towels, but wring them out some. But take the damp to wet towels that you've kind of like rolled up to squeeze the water out and stuff it along the crevice at the bottom of the door so no smoke can come in. Do not, if you are in a hotel that has windows that open or windows that are solid and don't open them, don't break a window because you'll create a draft that would bring smoke from somewhere else, wherever this is generating from, into your room. And smoke is lethal, so you wouldn't want to do that. Try to get through to the front desk to let people know you're in the room so the fire department knows where to look for you. And then wait for instructions. This is not going to happen to you, by the way, ever. But in the very off chance that it could, it's not a bad idea to know and be prepared. If you put your hands on the back of the door and the door is just normal room temperature, then open the door and make your way toward the fire stairways. Pick one that looks like it's closest and there's nothing as an obstacle in your way to get there. If there's smoke in the hallway, get down on all fours and crawl. The smoke rises. You want to be under the smoke. And you may not be able to see where the fire sign is that says exit, the lit exit sign. And that's another thing. Oh, Lord, I wish to be deputized by the National Association of Firefighters as an ad hoc fire inspector. And I'll tell you why in the next break. So come back. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along, and for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event. Drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
Where we can be alone, so come on, let's go.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Tonight we sleep on silken sheets.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I promise to tell you why I wish to be an ad hoc fire inspector. I walk into more restaurants where they've put a table and chairs right up against and in front of the fire exit in the dining room. Or they've taken one of those rolly carts that they put desserts on, or they've made a station to stage food, or where you'll find napkins and silverware and glasses and pitchers of water or just empty pitchers or whatever, and they've put it in front of the fire door because look at that, nice piece of empty space. We'll shove it there. I have been in movie theaters, one in particular in Port Washington, New York, where I went to the manager to tell him he needs to take the chains off the exit doors. There were two sets of exit doors in the main theater, and those handles you push against that open the doors up, like the two doors together, and they chained the handles together of the two doors so you couldn't open either one of them. And they did that on the other set of doors to the right of it. And I went to the manager. My children are in the theater with me. And I said, you know, you really need to come in and remove those chains. Oh, well, what happens is, you know, kids, teens come in and they pay for a ticket and then they go and they open the doors and they let their friends sneak in. I said, then put a person there. So that can't happen to monitor it. But you can't chain the fire doors. And if you don't remove them now, I need to get the fire department down here now. And I want a refund while it's all happening. And we'll stand outside instead of seeing the movie and wait for the fire department to come and give you a violation. You know, this is a life and death story, people. And I see this nonsense all the time. How many places I go where there's supposed to be a light bulb in the unit behind the word exit. It has a little square unit kind of thing. Comes out. There's a light bulb in there. How many places I go and the light bulb is blown out? And, you know, just a little minutia in the running of a business that can make the difference between life and death. So I now deputize all of my audience to be ad hoc fire inspectors. And when you see a fire violation, you get the manager over and you explain what is wrong and you tell them, don't put it on your list of things to do tomorrow. This needs to be fixed right now. And if it's fixed right now, I won't have the need to call the local fire station, tell them to send somebody down here right now and give you a violation. This is not something to be meek about. So you want to know where that fire stairway is. And the reason you want to take with you the room key, the reason you want to put the room key of the hotel in your shoe next to your bed and take it with you when you go out in the hall, is that that door is, unless it's the rare hotel in Europe where you have to remember to lock your door when you go out, which is awful, by the way, because we're so accustomed to doors locking behind us that when you stay in a place where you actually physically have to lock the door when you leave the room, I know I'm always forgetting to do it. It's terrible. Happily, it's never ended in some robbery or anything, but, you know, not a good thing. Not clever. But if you get out in the hallway, and once you're out there, you suddenly realize that there's nowhere for you to go. You need to go back in your room. If you didn't bring the key, you're now locked out into the hallway and can't get back in your room. So you want to have that key with you. And I don't mean for this to be a kind of somber on your head kind of thing, but you know, there are some things that will make the difference between when you hear a survivor telling the tale about who didn't survive. And the chances of it happening to you are about the same as the chances of you being hit by lightning. So it's not something to worry about, but it is certainly something to be educated about. So that's me, Stephanie Abrams, travel educator. We'll be right back. Now, suppose that you are awakened in the middle of the night by the ringing of what appears to be fire alarm, emergency alarm bells, and you leave the room. And everybody else in the hotel leaves the room. And if it's a hotel that maybe has 150 rooms and it's full tonight, you're looking at least 300 people. And if there are rooms that have beds for three or four or whatever, family rooms that sleep up to six, you could have 350 to 375 people who are now standing outside in the lobby or in the street. And it turns out it's a false alarm, which is always a joy, by the way. It's a joy because it's wonderful that all your good stuff isn't getting burned up in the room. The hotel's not getting burned down. But from a kind of sarcastic point of view, what a joy in the middle of the night to be out in the street. So now it's time to return to your room because the all clear signal has been given. Imagine by the 80%, 20% rule, 20% of the people remembered to bring their room key and 80% did not. So 80% of 300 is about 240 people. So if there's more than 300, let's call it 250 people are now at the front desk looking for a room key. You know how long that's going to take. You could be standing there a good couple hours waiting for a room key. So having your key with you when you leave the room is super. I've actually been through this a couple of times. It was always a false alarm story. One time, I had my son with me. He was 14. We were in London. It was a six-story high hotel, and it was 100% full. For that reason, I was given a room with twin beds where one side of each of the beds was up against one wall of the room. And about 12 inches, literally 12 inches, was between the two beds. I have a linen closet that's bigger than this room that I was given. My son and I could not get out of bed at the same time without bumping heads or knees. And there was this little 12-inch square nightstand that had a phone on it. And there was one chair in the corner. And it was a nightmare of a room. But we arrived late and the hotel was full. And in London, well, in England in general, throughout the UK, unless you're in some palatial place, the rooms are small. I mean, even in the houses, everything is small. We bought a handmade, hand-carved, gorgeous bar in Thailand. Came in three sizes. English size, American size, and Texas size. We bought the American size, which is 6 feet long. Texas size was about 9 feet long. The English size looked like it belonged in a dollhouse. Cute. It really was a miniature of, but that's to fit English homes, which by and large, the traditional homes and hotel rooms tend to be smaller than what we expect in the U.S. where everything is supersized. And then, of course, in Texas, everything is king-sized. Check out the hotel in the lobby of the Houstonian Hotel. I could fit three or four families that I know on this one sofa. It looks like it was made for the Jolly Green Giant. Very comfortable, very big. And so is the fireplace in front of it. It's like mammoth. It's one of the few places in the world where I feel petite. In any event, we had just arrived from the U.S. that morning. So we were jet laggy. We were both out cold by about 9:30 at night, London time. At 11 o'clock, the fire alarms went off. We got up. We jumped into some clothes. We headed down the stairways. We were on the fourth floor of the six-story building. We got downstairs and outside. It was a misty night. A misty night in London town. And we stood across the street from the hotel on the sidewalk with all the other people who were in the hotel, waited for the fire company to come. They checked the place out. They determined it was a false alarm. And we all went back in the building. And it took forever till we could get up to the fourth floor because I wasn't walking up four flights of stairs. And we went back to sleep. And we were out cold by probably quarter to 12. And at 1 o'clock, the alarms went off again. And there's something you need to do for the people in this hotel. And there's something you need to do for me. And I'm going to tell you what that is after these important messages. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now.
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
It's called Hernando's Hideaway Ole.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Our silhouettes. So, after the third false alarm for the fire in this hotel in London, which had a very fancy brand name, never should have been allowed to get into that franchise company. But sometimes franchise companies need money and they look away when they sign the contract. This was one they shouldn't have looked away for. It's in, about a year later or less than a year later, it was no longer that brand. I'm glad somebody was policing the brand and woke up and tossed these folks out. Because if you chose by the brand because you expected a certain level of quality, you weren't getting it at this place. And they certainly were anything but service-oriented, as is evident by what happened after the third false alarm, which can happen anywhere, people. I don't even fault them for that. I mean, when systems want to act stupid, they just do. And it's the middle of the night and you can't get the right people to fix whatever it is at whatever time it is. I get that. But I went to the front desk and there were like three or four people behind the front desk. There were two other people who approached the front desk and I managed to get the attention of one of the remaining two. I said, you have to do something, two things. One, you need to produce a letter and slide it under the door of every room in this hotel, inviting the people in the room, because the room came with continental breakfast, and if you wanted to have a full English breakfast, there was an upgrade of 5 or 10 pounds sterling. You need to invite everybody here to a full English breakfast, compliments of the hotel, for the inconvenience that they experience, not once, not twice, but three times, being rousted out of bed and out in the mist, then the drizzle, then the rain, for goodness sake, as an act of goodwill. And it would be a smart move to offer them something on their return visit. Have a welcome cocktail on us. Have an upgrade on your next visit. Do something for them. Because the average Joe is never coming back here again. And she said something stupid like, I don't see why we need to do that. And I thought, clearly you haven't got a marketing bone in your body. And it's called goodwill. And you have wronged these people. They bought a night's sleep. They didn't get a night's sleep. Forget about the quality of the hotel, the mattresses, the elevators, the cleanliness. Forget all that stuff. When you buy a night at a hotel, the first thing you are buying is a night's sleep. They didn't get a night's sleep, and it wasn't their fault that they didn't get a night's sleep. And while it was equipment acting stupid, it's your equipment that's acting stupid. So she didn't think that was necessary to even discuss with the night manager or whatever, you know, wherever that person was. It was probably a lunatic by that point in the night, having to deal with what he or she was dealing with. I said, and the other thing is, you checked me and my son into a closet. I have wardrobes bigger than the room that I'm in. And we're tall people. I mean, even at 14, I think my son must have been 6'2". So somebody has to be checking out of this full hotel this morning sometime. And the first room that opens up that has two big beds in it and space to rumble around, I wish to be moved to that room, because we're here one more night. Or maybe it was two more nights. I think we were there three nights. And I'm not staying in that closet. She gave me a hard time with that. And finally I asked for the night manager, and the night duty manager came over, and it wasn't a problem for him. And it got fixed, and we got moved right after our full English breakfast, which is really the same thing, just a different name, a different country, same food, the next day. So speak up, people. When you have been wronged, get it straightened out while you're there. Don't come home and write something stupid on some website berating the place after the event. Nobody can roll the clock back and fix it for you. Fix it for yourself while you're there. Get the supervisor to the supervisor and work your way up the food chain till you get somebody who can make the magic happen for you. Come back next week. We'll make some more magic. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.